This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com welcoming you back to Economics 101, that series where we take a look at the ugly realities behind the mealy-mouthed platitudes of the establishment financial press. And tonight I'm honored to be joined on the line by everybody's favorite financial anarchist and rogue trader, Max Keiser of MaxKeiser.com. Max, thank you so much for joining me on the program today.
Well, it's a real pleasure. Your fans have been emailing me, demanding I appear on your show.
Well, thank you to the fans who have gotten you to appear on the show. So let's get straight to the meat and potatoes, because I think when people start to realize, as they are starting to in greater and greater numbers, that the entire system is bought and paid for by the financial terrorists in Wall Street and the City of London, people tend to get dispirited and think that there's nothing that the average man on the street can actually do to affect change in the system. And then along comes Max Keiser and says, rise up and just get involved in an organized and targeted boycott and cost-efficient activism. So Max Keiser, what is the big idea here?
Okay, the big idea is, first of all, to understand what the problem is. The problem is that we've got too much leverage in the system. You've got layers and layers of leverage. You've got hundreds of trillions of dollars in derivatives, which are just another word for debt and leverage. So if you're pushing back, you got to figure out how to use the leverage in your favor. And so this is what I've been working on, and I've been talking about this for a number of years now. The key element in the total global finance system are the hedge funds. The hedge funds, they've got a few trillion dollars in capital to work with, and of course they can leverage that up to 10, 20, 30 times that. And they're a huge force in pushing prices around, and we see their influence all the time. We see their influence during market crashes and market spikes. So the question is, if you are trying to push back against the system, is it possible to co-opt the hedge funds? Can you get them to do what you want them to do? And my theory is that you can. You can get them to do what you want them to do. And what I did was I looked at all the various corporations trading on the New York Stock Exchange, and I tried to find one that could be turned into hedge fund bait. I tried to find a company that I could bait the hedge funds to start attacking it with short sales, that is, making negative bets. And the company is Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola is vulnerable because it's an easy company to boycott, which means that you can take money away from their top line. You can erase money from their top line revenues much easier than you can, let's say, with a company like British Petroleum or Exxon. And it's a company that hedge funds, once they start to sell short, you will then trigger a response in the entire hedge fund community to follow suit, because the entire hedge fund industry really fits into game theory. In other words, if one of them starts to make money with a trade like selling Coca-Cola stock short, then they all have to follow suit or else they lose out on this winning trade. So now you've got a boycott that's taking revenues away from the company. The company is reporting decreased earnings. The stock starts to sell off. Then hedge funds start to attack it, and they fuel the stock price to move down lower, which of course encourages more people to boycott, and now you've got leverage. Now you're using the inherent leverage in the system against the system. You're using leverage by picking the most vulnerable company to a boycott, and then you're magnifying that leverage by triggering a response in the hedge fund community to do your dirty work for you. And my position is that anybody who is sick and tired of the corporate domination of every aspect of life in America and anywhere else in the world, the simple response is to think strategically. Don't get hung up with trying to do the right thing or the moral thing, but think about doing the most effective pushback you possibly can with the least cost. And all roads lead back to this idea. Boycott Coca-Cola until the stock starts to go down, which will trigger a hedge fund attack, and now you've got a cycle of leverage working in your favor. And so, I can tell you what people say are the problems with this, and there are, that's basically the idea.
So in effect, what you're saying is you can get the hyenas to start attacking themselves, which is exactly precisely what we want to start doing. So I guess that's an excellent idea, but I understand that this isn't just you're picking a company out of a hat. I think you have something called the KBR or the boycott vulnerability ratio. What exactly are you doing to figure out that Coke is the company to hit here?
Right. So we track the vulnerability ratio, and we track the vulnerability index. And basically, this is just two numbers that are stuck together. One number is how hated is the company. So there are five or six companies that are very hated, very much hated. ExxonMobil usually tops the list, but now I would probably guess that British Petroleum is probably number one on the list. Microsoft is a hated company. Starbucks at one point was a hated company. Coca-Cola, McDonald's. So these are the most hated companies, and this is gauged simply by people coming to the site. This is, I'm talking about, CarmaBank site. And they vote for the two or three companies that they are the most vehemently against. The other number I look for is I take the current stock price and I figure out the sales of the company divided by the current market capitalization to figure out, for every dollar of sale or boycott that I withhold, what impact will it have on the actual stock price? So in the case of ExxonMobil, for every dollar I don't spend at ExxonMobil, I will remove approximately $1.50 from the market capitalization or the stock price. In the case of Coca-Cola, because it trades at close to five times its sales, for every dollar I don't spend with Coca-Cola, I'm removing close to $5 worth of market capitalization. So immediately, by focusing exclusively on Coca-Cola, I've leveraged my bang for my boycott buck by three, four, or five times what I would in any other situation. So I put those two things together, the fact that this company is in one of the most hated companies, and definitely the most vulnerable, and one of the most vulnerable to a boycott, and that this sorts itself out. So this is the target. This is the target company. There was a time 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when Starbucks, when it was trading at $60 a share, it used to be at the top of the list almost with Coca-Cola. But so many people, but the Starbucks stock sold down from $60 down to $9. So therefore, it no longer had the huge vulnerability in terms of the stock price trading at a high multiple to sales. So it took itself down the list. So again, you're letting the market itself corrupt itself, because you're using market metrics. You're not trying to go to Amnesty International and say, well, which company is the worst? I'm not going to Greenpeace and I'm saying what company is the worst. No, I'm simply looking at the Wall Street Journal, figuring out market to sales ratios, and then I'd simply do a simple poll on the website to figure out what company is hated. I put those two together and I let the market tell me what to do. So it becomes a way to instill discipline, and that's key. To be disciplined about this approach. In other words, stick with the boycott. In the case of Coca-Cola, stick with it until either one of two things happens. A, the stock goes to zero and the company goes out of business. Or two, the stock price gets hammered so badly that another company works its way up the index. And then there might be an idea to switch out and move toward the next best thing.
Right. Boycott smarter, not harder. Well, we only have a minute or two left, so just very quickly, I know this idea has been kicking around for a few years now, and you had Zach Goldsmith signed on at one point, and just tell us a little bit about where this idea has been and where do you think it's going.
Yeah, that's right. In London, this idea was being backed by the Goldsmith family, Ben Goldsmith, who runs a hedge fund. Zach Goldsmith, who was the editor of The Ecologist magazine, was allowing me to push the whole campaign in his magazine. The problem is that activists, the big groups, the big activist groups, they they still want to fight. They still want to go to a gunfight with a knife. They still think that if they present moral arguments to the companies that are doing these bad things, that somehow morality is going to win the day. They think that if they start to think in this way, using being strategic, that somehow they're going to dirty themselves. And this is the big problem I found, is that activists are so idealistic that they refuse to participate in this idea because they think it's going to corrupt them. That somehow it's going to dirty them because they're actually going to look at the stock price and somehow that's going to turn them into inferior beings. And I would say your way of trying to take the moral high road has not worked.
Exactly.
It just simply has not
worked.
All right,
Max Keiser, we're going to have to leave it there. Max Keiser, maxkeiser.com, karmabank.com. Thank you so much.
Sure, anytime.